Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." The Gospel of the Lord. For the last week and a half, little by little, we are working our way through the section in the Gospel of John of the Last Supper. So all of our Lord's words have been that discourse at the Last Supper with his apostles. And so we've heard him say, "I am going away." We heard him say yesterday, "People are going to kill you and they're going to think they're worshiping God while they do so," and so forth. And in the midst of that, what does our Lord say to them? "Do not let your hearts be troubled. I want you to be totally surrendered to all of this. You must be abandoned to the will of God." And what do we hear today? Because he said these things, their hearts were filled with grief. St. John Chrysostom says this, "The disciples were clearly not yet perfected because they were overcome by sorrow." My brothers and sisters, what is one of the things that most holds us back? It's these little sorrows in the spiritual life that come from our attachments, that we are afraid to lose things or to let go of them. It might be something material, food or drink, a house, a possession, a job. It might be a relationship. It might just be our own ways of thinking, our fears, our wounds from the past. Whatever hinders us in the spiritual life that we cling to. You remember Mother Teresa when she said to her sisters, "Whenever I see one of you who is sad, I know that there is something you've not yet sacrificed, and it's holding you back." Just yesterday, St. Philip Neri said, "Give me 10 men truly detached, and I will convert the world with them." You give me people who are totally surrendered, and God can accomplish extraordinary things in their lives. My brothers and sisters, what were the apostles still lacking? Augustine said, "The gift of the Spirit." The translation we have today says advocate. The early fathers preferred the term consoler or comforter. And Augustine said this, "Not having yet that inward consolation which the Holy Spirit was to impart, they were afraid to lose the outward presence of Christ. Their human affections were saddened for the loss of their visible object." My brothers and sisters, it's the Holy Spirit who sets us free from all attachments. Just yesterday I read in the life of St. John Paul the Great, his father came to him when he was a teenager and he said, "You do not yet have a strong relationship with the Holy Spirit. It is essential that it increase." I close with this. My second to last year in the seminary, my spiritual director said to me, he said, I want you to put aside all other quick aspirations or ejaculations with the exception of this. "Holy Spirit, set me free." He says, I want you to say that as often of you as you think of it, every single day, over and over. "Holy Spirit, set me free."